Welcome to this ICIS podcast on the European styrene market. I'm Barbara Ortner, Head of Market Reporting, and I'm here today with Fergus Jensen, Markets Editor on styrene. Hello, Fergus.
Hi, good morning.
So we've seen some huge increases on the styrene contract price this month, previous months. So looking at these price rises since February, you can see that the prices have pretty much doubled in 3 months. So, Fergus, can you give us a bit of background for this phenomenon?
Sure. The contract price hit a new record in May. It was already at a record level in April, which I think came as little surprise to the market, given the huge increase that we saw in the spot prices basically throughout this year. That was really driven by tightness in the European market. There was little material coming in from the usual sources of imported material. And then we had a major producer that went into force majeure shortly after they had an issue at the plant. The Leondelbacel mass flux plant went down for maintenance shortly after that. And they were out for a lengthy period from February to early April. So that took out a huge amount of material from the spot market, which would normally be available for merchant trading. And as a result, the spot prices shot up significantly. You know, looking back further, the market was already very tight towards the end of last year. We had less imports coming in again, and it was already quite a tightened market. All things considered, it's kind of just been catching up with this momentum that we saw in the spot market. And now spot prices have turned around quite a bit, and contract prices are still hanging up at a very high level. So yeah, it's interesting the way the market dynamics have sort of shifted.
Yeah, you mentioned that major shutdown in Europe, but was the impact of the polar storm in the States, you know, much of a factor for the European styrene market?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I didn't sort of mention that enough. I mean, I mentioned that there was less imports. That was a huge part of the reason why there was less imports was these polar storms in the US, which had shut down a huge amount of capacity in the US styrene market. So a large portion of Europe's imports do come from the US on a month-to-month basis. And because they shut down their production facilities, there was less material being shipped out. And the market remained tight even after the issues there were resolved, because downstream units were sort of coming back on stream. Demand remained quite high there. So it took some time for those sort of import flows to resume where they had been before.
Yeah. So with those really high prices during April, May time, were buyers coming into the spot market to pay those high prices, or were they trying to sit it out?
Yeah, we did have, there was activity kind of tapered, I think, and it certainly has tapered in recent weeks, even more so. There was definitely deals pushing up these levels. I think, you know, towards the end, it was sort of more being driven by just bids and offers that were kind of shaping that spot peak that we saw.
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we see very sharp movements on styrene spot prices, everyone, you know, blames traders and, wonders whether all these deals at the higher prices are inter-trade. But you think that there was real industry involvement in those transactions?
Well, I think there's a mix. I mean, there were some deals done that were reflected in that in those assessments, but it certainly wasn't like a huge volume of business that was being done at those peak levels by any means. And a lot of those high levels were quite highly contested by market participants. So, you know, it was an interesting period.
Yeah. So in one of your reports, I think you said that spot trends are a bit mixed at the moment. When we look at the sort of outlook for May and maybe going into June, What do you think? Is there a clear indication of the direction, or is it still mixed?
At the moment, it is a little bit mixed. Downstream We've got quite a lot of maintenance activity, but upstream as well. We're still sort of in cracker maintenance season for feedstock benzene, which is still relatively tight, and different factors at play there. I would say, the fact that the benzene contract price is still at a record high is having some impact on the spot market as well. And it'll be interesting to watch it. I mean, there's also the issue of the arbitrage. It's not wide open yet for imports. So that could also mean that the European market is sort of left relatively tight in the coming months, depending on how severe the impacts of these downstream turnarounds are on the supply balance.
I think we had been seeing, that steep backwardation for the second half of May. Been seeing that coming, for a while, and now we're moving into that period. Is it still the case that, that the supply demand balance is so much better for the second half of May?
To some extent, May's really come, I mean, the forward months have come up quite a bit. There was a much steeper backwardation. The higher prices in the front month have come down, and the forward month prices have come up to sort of meet them. So there's less of a margin in the forward months. As far as availability goes, there's, I think, an estimated 30,000 tons of styrene coming into the market from the US in May, which isn't in itself a huge amount. June, I'm not sure. I think there's some expectations that that will change a little bit. So we'll just have to see.
Good. So the industries that styrene goes into, how are they looking, as we're coming out of the pandemic, the main period of lockdowns? Are they showing, increases in demand? Are they looking healthy, or are they still bouncing along the bottom?
My understanding is that most of them are still quite tight, but at the moment, we're just not seeing the demand coming through, which was reflected last week when we saw very little traded in the market. So yeah, I think there's quite a lot of caution there at the moment, despite the tightness in those markets. Polystyrene, I'm hearing, there's some hesitation there, APS as well, and sort of people shopping around for some alternatives there, given that prices for styrene are just still relatively high. This is something that's sort of going to be playing out in the next few weeks, so we'll just have to kind of see.
Yeah, and so you don't think that those markets have been able to pass on the really high spot prices that we've been seeing?
Well, I think a lot of the time they're actually looking at feedstock benzene. Well, not a lot of the time, but in the last sort of 2 weeks, the real kind of price driver, I think, has been the benzene market to some extent. So I think some of the downstream market hesitation has been around what benzene prices are doing, also how high styrene kind of is, and the fact that benzene styrene spot prices were at basically the same level. So, players are kind of looking at this and wondering, well, are styrene prices going to go up to sort of price in that massive discrepancy there? Because normally, styrene trades at a pretty wide margin over benzene, just to allow producers to make a bit of money on it. But at the moment, that margin's just not there. So, there's an expectation that producers of styrene using the ethyl benzene route, that production flow could diminish in the coming weeks, just given that margin's really reduced at the moment. Some of the market have been watching this, I think, with some degree of hesitation, increased caution, not really knowing which way prices are going to be going, and also which way the supply is going to be going. Because I think whether there is a production increase or decrease, that's going to come at a bit of a lag to the price movements. And it's not going to be an immediate thing. We're not going to see styrene production falling off a cliff. It's more likely that it could diminish a little bit in June if there is any impact at all.
That's really interesting. So, I mean, is there anything else we should be looking out for in the coming weeks? Anything, production-wise, or any other features in the market?
Well, yeah, lately, I mean, there's been this On the benzene side, again, there's been a recent hiccup at the BP plant, the Gelsenkirchen plant, that just came up last week. The cracker there, I think, is down for maintenance or is in the force majeure, I believe. But other than that, I think just keeping an eye on the import flows going into June. Also, on the downstream side, there's a string of plant turnarounds that are kind of coming up. And so it'd be interesting to sort of monitor those to see if there's any kind of hiccups around that and the timing. In particular, this week, it'll be interesting to see if there's much deal activity because last week we really didn't see much at all. So, yeah, that'll kind of, I guess, give us clues on which way things are going to go, whether styrene's going to kind of keep up with these increases in the feedstock benzene price or whether it's going to kind of remain at a lag.
Great. Well, thanks, Fergus. Thanks for all these top tips about what to look out for in the market. And thank you all for listening to this podcast from ICIS. For up-to-the-minute news and pricing on chemicals markets, please go to our website on icis.com.